touch it.
What?
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it?
Don't touch it.
What's the nature of your emergency?
Don't touch it.
Sir or ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down.
Ladies and gentlemen, by the power vested in me, I hereby declare this week's special edition of the Friendly Town City Council meeting to order. Chant it with me. Friendly Town!
Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town!
Yay! Friendly Town, where the dreams go to die. That's our new city council slogan. It might not last. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we here at Friendly Town have had a very serious problem. As a community, as a fictional community, we have existed for a few months now, and we still don't have a 9/11 dispatch center. That's egg on our face for not thinking of that in like the first week. You know, we're like, what are we gonna need? How about ambulances? That might come in handy. Fire department, maybe. So this week's edition of the Friendly Town City Council meeting, we are going to be trying out varying people with varying levels of experience doing emergency dispatch in Friendly Town. 9-1-1. Can we do that, please, together?
Friendly Town. 9-1-1.
Do 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 do. Yay! I could have just looked up the theme song to Rescue 911 like before the show. Like it would have taken 2 minutes, but I forgot to do that. So I'm assuming it sounded like do 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 do, and then William Shatner walked out. And he just, and at this, so here's the thing. I'm 33 years old, and that was my first reference for who William Shatner was. Like, I found out later that he was like, oh, he's a space captain on some TV show. Like, this was after Rescue 911. William Shatner hosted a show called Rescue 911, if those of you guys don't remember it, where everyone survived. That's not how life works. But basically, I didn't realize it at the time, Rescue 911 was essentially a show that was kind of this propaganda device for cops and firefighters and paramedics. Those last two, it's okay. But the whole idea was that people who were in danger or having heart attacks or, you know, like a puppy was trapped in a well or something like that, they would call, someone would call 911 and everyone would come and they would do these really bad recreations with everyone. Everyone on the show had giant glasses with the bar across the top and mullets. It was 1989 when the show was on, and William Shatner was in between like eras of his career. It was an interesting time. So we decided to do this week as a tribute to that great moment in television history with a few of our own 911 calls. What we're going to do here tonight is each 911 call is going to have a different comic coming up to be the caller, and a different comic being a different comic going back there, rather, where Todd's standing right now. Give it up for our bartending mayor, Todd, by the way. Our bartending mayor, Todd, is going to help me out with his first demonstration. The caller is going to go back to where Todd's standing behind the board, and the dispatcher is going to come up here on stage, and they're going to mitigate the process from the position of a 911 dispatcher. In a town with very few actual fire or police or paramedic resources. So we have to give our best advice to what the person is going through, to how they're going to survive this situation. All right, is everyone on board with this?
Of course.
Yeah. All right, that was, of course. That's. I would love if everyone in the audience just at once said, of course. Can we do that? All right, you guys on board with this?
Of course.
That's better than applause, let me tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tyler, and I'm going to be trying out for Friendly Town's dispatch position today. I have no dispatching experience, though I did have a battleship game board when I was a kid that I secretly, like, thought was one of those like dispatch boards like they saw in those old timey movies. And that's my that's where my experience goes. And I think we're getting a call right now. I think there's going to be the first caller.
Hey.
Oh, okay. This is Friendly Town 911. How may I help you?
There's a Christmas tree stuck in my car. I can't get it out of my car. Need some help.
Sir, you have to calm down first before I can help you. I need you to calm down.
Okay. I am now calm. Okay. Breathing exercise.
All right.
One, two, three.
I need you to stop breathing for a second so I can assist you. Now, the first question is this an artificial tree or is it a real tree?
I'm not sure. I found it on the side of the road. It was free and it wasn't brown, so it went in my car. But now it won't come out of my car. Maybe you could send down some firemen or, like, I don't know, fire boys. It's not that big of a problem. But my battery's going to go dead. You know.
Well, sir, here's what I want you to do. First, can you turn your car off?
Look, buddy, I don't know what kind of government position you work for, but you can't just tell me to turn my car off.
This is the Friendly Town Emergency Dispatch Center, and I don't want none of that guff, sir.
Okay, if I turn my car off, my battery's going to go dead faster because my alternator's not going to be running.
Oh, okay. So when was the last time you got your alternator looked at?
17 years ago this May.
All right, I think I'm beginning to see the problem here, sir. All right. First of all, have, in the entire time since you have picked up this tree from the side of the road, did you actually take it out of your car to put it up in your house for Christmas?
Well, not really. See, my old lady, her boy's missing right now, and she's going through a tough time, and she put up, like, a bunch of Christmas lights and a bunch of letters under them, and I thought I would add to, like, the motif and add some Christmas decorations in there, and, you know, it just make things better.
Okay, sir, you seem to be explaining the plot of the first series of Stranger Things on Netflix. That was how Joyce Byers tried to communicate with her son, Will, who was in the Upside Down. Is your girlfriend's son in the Upside Down right now? Is
that,
why aren't you calling about that, if that's the situation?
Well, I mean, you guys already sent a couple guys out for that, you know,
Oh, shit, yeah, that happened last week, didn't it? Oh, my bad, yeah, no, I just found my notes from last week. I have a bad memory. All right, what I want you to do is, if you can't get a Christmas tree out of the back of your car, the best mode of action, do you have access to gasoline anywhere?
Just in spades. It's just lots of it.
What I want you to do is soak a rag in gasoline.
Okay.
And put one tip into the gas tank.
All right, and then put it over my mouth. And breathe.
No, that was what we
exercise again.
That was what we told. That's what you told your girlfriend last week when she called in her missing son. She wasn't too happy about that. You know, I thought I was trying to make a joke, and I was like, "Oh no, it was kind of awkward." So what I want you to do is to just abandon your car and blow it the fuck up,
okay.
Because we don't need any more Christmas trees just going back out on the side of the road. We think that thing is cursed.
You're talking so fast now.
Okay, let me slow down for you, sir. I'll slow down for you. I apologize for speaking really quickly. All right, do you see this, like, red rabbit floating in front of you right now?
No.
What do you see in front of you?
Christmas tree car. It's going sideways.
Oh, I apologize. I don't have a lot of experience with hallucinogens. I didn't realize that huffing gasoline didn't make you hallucinate. That was for a different call. Now, what I want you to do is light the end of the rag on fire. Can you handle that?
I don't have any matches.
It's cool. Just try to flag down a passerby in a car and get it lighter.
Can you send me some matches?
Actually, we do have a courier available. Do we have?
Hey, Steve, do we have one? Okay, yeah, the kid with the matches, the kid with like a whole messenger bag full of matches. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, he's available.
All right, we have a kid with an entire messenger bag full of Insta-Strike matches. If he doesn't blow up on his way over to you, he'll be there to assist you in a second, sir. All right, have a good one, sir, and remember, take the plates with you.
Okay.
Click. Ladies and gentlemen, Friendly Town 911. All right. All right, for your next dispatcher is someone with an incredible amount of experience saving people's lives. Everyone, Mr. Jay Kendrick. And for your caller, we have a mystery caller who's going to be giving him a call momentarily, but hopefully not a too heinous of a horrible emergency. I really just said those words.
That was fucking awful. Good. Yeah, this is like 911 or some shit. What up?
Hello? Is this 911?
That's what I said, motherfucker.
Alright, okay. You guys got the firemen and the policemen and the paramedics over there, right?
It's 911. Yeah.
Right, okay, oh god, so wasted, oh god.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
Okay, what I want right now, are you listening? Are you listening?
No.
Are you listening? It's my special day. Listen to me, fucker. Okay.
Continue.
Okay, what I need from you is the hottest. I don't want a 5 out of 10, not 6 out of 10, a 10 out of 10 hot fireman. Send it to my fucking bachelor party right now.
This ain't Tinder, motherfucker. Or
my daddy will sue your nuts off.
Okay, alright. It sounds like you need to go to dancingbearparty.com and not call this place. They got, like, male strippers that wear, like, bear heads on their head. Like, they look like Teddy Ruxton if they fuck things. Like, that sounds like more your bag. I mean, you know, I mean, fireman's cool and all, but when are you going to say that, like, you know, like a bear turned you on, you know what I mean? Like, you should do that.
Those fucking prudes, okay, to have a restraining order against me, okay? That's why I'm calling you. It's an emergency. It's a fucking emergency. I need one now. I need to suck some dick. It's my bachelorette party, asshole. Let's do this.
I can't decide if you're a girl or a guy that thinks that that's how girls talk, but...
Did you just assume my gender?
All right, first off, turn off the screeching. You ain't a car. Secondly, calm down, all right?
My tits are up in a flame, and you're not helping right now.
All right, first off, this is 911. You call us if you're in danger. Sounds like the only thing in danger for you is your sanity. So relax, okay? I don't believe that your house is on fire, because if your house is on fire, you wouldn't have been over here trying to get some dick, you'd be trying to get some water, all right? You can get water, all right? I think
hey,
water
I'm not,
is...
I'm going either way, motherfucker.
You gotta slow down next time. I didn't understand what the fuck you just said.
I'm not a hose either way, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're hosing away. You know, Friendly Town don't pay me enough for this shit. Like, I... You know what I mean? Like, I've... Like, I've been a proud, you know, dispatcher for years, you know, for years. And I got to deal with this shit every day. You know what I mean? This is crap. I'm talking to nobody because I'm at the dispatch center. There's nobody here, so I'm talking to myself right now. But, all right, I tell you what. All right, I tell you what. How about I show up in a fireman jacket and we just call it a day? How about that? Look, I'm giving you a compromise, all right? We don't got any real firemen. We got that shit. We got, like, okay firemen. Like, they're not hot, if that's what you want. You know what I mean? Like, we got firemen, you know what I mean, that look like Teddy Roosevelt. Like, it's not... We don't have any hunks, all right, man? But we got dudes that look like they'll run your country, all right? We got that.
Oh, they'll run my country?
Yeah. Come on, girl. You know you want somebody to run your country. Well, listen. We'll just send him right away, okay? And we'll see you soon.
Fucking right, you will.
All right.
Send you this.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think Jay deserves some. He deserves a lot of credit for dealing with that. I have no idea what that was, but he dealt with it, and it was great. And ladies and gentlemen, your next dispatcher is someone who has saved a record 45 kittens from burning trees. He set on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, St. Thomas Ledoux.
Hold up, I guess it's a record straight. Lottie, I've done back in a while nowadays. I've never had the police called on me, I just got arrested on the fly. So I had to go out there, my fault. Alright. Yo!
Friendly Town Dispatch.
Is 911?
This is 911.
Yo, hold up, real quick. I gotta throw this shit out there. I didn't even touch that girl. She fell on her own. It wasn't even my fault.
Sir, do you have an actual complaint or?
Hell yeah! I ain't got white girl insurance. She fell down my house. We gotta do something about this.
So there's a dead white girl in your house.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! I don't know if she's dead. I don't know if she fell and she got back up. This ain't life alert, bitch.
I mean, have you tried to slap a bitch? I mean, have you just ice cube test anything?
Yo, they bruise too easily. Nah, I don't need them. I'm not trying to answer any questions. It starts up. What were you not of?
It's good. Nah. Glass of cold water, dump in our face, and go, wake up, bitch.
How about this? You come out here. You get the water. I'll show you the sink.
I'm not fucking touching this shit, motherfucker. You got a dead bitch in your house. What the
hold
fuck?
Up, hold up. What's not say dead? Let's say, like, forever sleeping.
Forever sleeping.
Yeah.
So you got Snow White in this bitch?
Is maybe. That what's happening? I don't fucking know.
You fucking running a dwarf train on this bitch and you killed her is what happened. That's what happened tonight. Just admit it. You fucked her to death with a gang full of little people.
All I know is I put out an ad saying $1,500. $1,500. You shoot a movie. She showed up. I know what the fuck happened.
Some director you are. Okay, listen, I've been here before, this happens, bitches will be bitches, okay? So, you got a dead bitch, you fucked her to death, whatever, I get it, stairs, whatever we can call it. Okay,
You saw that you got cocaine, you got cocaine?
I mean, of course I've got cocaine.
How about this? You come over here, we party, and we wait for a slight first shift to come over and get this girl.
Don't you think you'll get kind of funky by then?
I don't live here.
Where the fuck are you even?
I just now put her an ad for $1,500 for shooting a movie. She showed up.
Yeah, but I still gotta send someone to your address. Like, where the fuck are
yo,
you?
Yo, Rochelle! What's an address? Alright, Rochelle's playing spades right now. Give me like 10 minutes. I'll get the address for you.
10 minutes? I don't have fucking. This is 911. People call with real. I mean, this is a pretty real problem, but with other problems, I can't hang on for. Sorry, you'll have to hold. I got a dead bitch on the line. I can't. That's not how 911 works, okay?
I'm doing coke or not.
I mean, I'm maybe already doing coke. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this on. They listen to the line. But so, either way, I can't bring it there until I get a fucking address, and I ain't got 10 minutes. You think I got that kind of attention span on cocaine? Are you kidding me?
What? I got that, Rochelle. All right, yo, the address is 517 Timber Deer Lane.
Oh, you're underneath the highway. That's right. Okay, so, first thing first, I'll be there in 10 minutes, all right? Secondly, you can leave her there. No one's going to notice. I mean, it's not the first bitch died in that place. Yeah, no. I'll be dead.
This town's awesome. You can kill bitches and get away with it. Cool.
More or less, you know. I mean, for now, I don't know who takes after my shift, but I mean, as long as I'm in the line, you're solid, big guy.
This is awesome. Yo.
No, but did you get it on film?
All I know is I put her on an ad for $1,500. We were shooting a movie.
Yeah.
She got out of hand, so we're not going to burn it right now. Like, we need some fish scales to watch it, then burn it.
I mean, I know these guys in Ukraine, they throw fucking sick raves, but also they, like, maybe deal in this kind of, like, underground snuff shit. Like, you can make fucking pretty serious money killing bitches on tape. I'm just saying, you know, if you want to fucking, I got more than coke hookups, I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying.
How about this? We split profits, ain't gonna pack Newports, movie's yours.
Movie's mine?
For the Newports. I need the Newports, well, honey, it's not shorts.
Alright. Under the bridge, right?
Always. All
right. Hanging up. Over and out.
Yo, I'm so sorry.
All right. just to be perfectly clear, we cap out the murder is all right jokes at one per show, and that was your murder is all right joke. Give it up for St. Thomas, a.k.a. John Waters in 1975. Your next dispatcher, someone who is actually voted Friendly Town's hunkiest fireman 3 years in a row, 97 to 99. He's someone who, he's also one of the founding members of the Friendly Town City Council, you know, mostly because of the fireman hunky thing. But we also love him around here. Everyone give it up for your next dispatcher, John Hurst.
Now that my ego is stroked, there we go. Just waiting for the call here.
Yes, hello, 911.
Hello, this is Dispatch Bot 9000. How are you, citizen?
I mean, it's 911. I'm not doing well.
Oh, that is a shame, citizen, or sir, madame. How are you otherwise?
I'm not doing well.
Well, tell me more about your situation.
I'm at a Christmas party.
That's a shame.
It started well enough. It was nice. It was in the higher floor of the building. We had a beautiful view of the surrounding city. It's beautiful, L.A., and,
Stop, citizen. You said beautiful L.A.?
Yes, Los Angeles.
We, you do realize you have called the Friendly Town 911 Dispatch Bot 9000?
Oh, shit.
Well, tell me more about your beautiful view. I am a curious robot.
Well, we were doing fine. We were enjoying the view and the libations and the general Christmas cheer. And
I do not celebrate cheer, but go on.
And then a group of German terrorists showed up.
Oh, German terrorists. Describe these German terrorists for me.
Well, there were a lot of them. There was one in particular that long hair.
Understood.
And then it seemed to be his boss. Looked very much like Snape from Harry Potter.
Loading database. Yes, I understand that reference.
Yes, and we were having a good time, and then they killed our boss.
That is indeed a dire situation.
Yeah, they killed our boss, which is kind of cool, because I wanted to go out of town next week, and they said I couldn't, but now the boss is dead, so I think I can probably sneak that one in. But
have you tried approaching HR?
I think they killed HR.
That is also a shame. So, are you, scanning news database? Are you at Nakatomi Plaza?
You are correct. How did you know?
I run on Linux. And also, there's a reference to that in the movie. There's a Unix.
I don't know what to do. They killed my buddy. He's the guy I do coke with, usually. They shot him in the head. And then they shot my boss. And, I don't know what else to do. The only thing I know is that, from what I understand, there's a cop outside that looks like the dad from Family Matters, and he's trying to help us out.
I love Family Matters. That's the only show I'm allowed to watch as a robot. But regardless, that is me doing some commonplace segue. Back to your situation. That is indeed tragic.
I don't know what else to do. Somebody told me to make fists with my toes, and that would calm me down, but that's the most that I have.
Is there anyone in the building that may be, like, wearing no shoes whatsoever?
I heard about him. He looks like the guy from Moonlighting. And, unfortunately, he seems to be pissing him off worse.
So, have you tried dealing with the Professor Snape terrorist?
No, he's pretty scary, but I did hear that there's an awesome limo driver downstairs that seems to be a vigilante.
Loading database? Yes, he seems to be really rocking in his limousine.
Yes.
All right. Unfortunately, citizen, I am the wrong dispatch bot for this. I actually am made in Detroit by OCP. However, I am friends with other action movie references, and I believe this cop with the barefoot may help you out with it.
Could you possibly send other cops? Maybe I have heard about two amazing cops, Roger Murtaugh and Martin Riggs. They seem amazing and like a slow saxophone.
Not only that, but sir, I will send over the greatest cop, the last action hero himself, Mr. Schwarzenegger.
Why, thank you. I'm too old for this shit anyway.
Please rate me 5 stars on dispatch.com. Thank you.
Everyone, give it up for DispatchBot 5000. I think we don't have to pay him if we hire him. Wave of the future. All right, your next dispatcher is someone who has been given a very nebulous prize by the Friendly Town City Council. Safest dude. Whatever that means, we're not really sure. We don't know the qualifications, but he is the safest dude in Friendly Town, 8 years running. Everyone, give it up for Brad Fowler.
Friendly Town Dispatch, Soivas, how can I help you?
Holy shit! Nice. Holy shit, are you 911?
Yeah, this is 911. What's your emergency?
Dude, I just seen a murder. I just seen it.
Oh, what was that like?
Oh, man, it was awful. It was at a boxing match, and I just watched a German kill a black guy. Man, it was crazy. I don't know what to do.
Oh, okay. Well, you're calling them, so you're sure that they are dead?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because sometimes I get to the scotch and then I just fall on the side of the street and they don't know what to do with me. And I'm not dead yet.
I'm pretty sure he was dead, but you should have been there, man. It was awesome. Like, black guy, he came out to Living in America. It was great. And he was wearing an American flag hat. And he was all covered up. And the Russian guy was like, I will break you. And, man, I'm just telling you, man, it was great, but it was terrible. Because the national treasure just died right in front of me. Sylvester Stallone was real upset. You need to sit
in the police
right
now.
Oh,
was Frankie there? Was Frankie Stallone there? Because I love Frankie. We go back.
I don't know who that is, but I'm trying to tell you that Apollo Creed is dead, sir. Apollo Creed has passed away.
Oh, Apollo Creed. How's his son doing? I'll tell you,
I'm not like related to the family or anything. I just bought a ticket.
Well, sir, there's got to be a lot of people at that fight, and you're the only person that's called. Are you sure he's just not knocked out for a bit? And are you sure he's German while you're at it?
I just now realized that I said German and Russian to his call. So yeah. Clearly I don't know much.
There has been tension between those two in the past, but I think it's all behind him now.
Should have been there, man. It was a war.
Well, I'm going to
say... It was a war!
All right.
War's so cold.
I'll tell you what.
You get my reference? You get it? You got it, right? You get it?
I did.
All right. I'm just making sure, man. Some people goes over their head, you know what I mean? They don't understand. You seem like a swell guy, girl person. I don't know. It's 2017. I'm not trying to ginger you.
No. Tell you what. I'm going to send out my friend Tracy, and she's going to come with some Celestial Seasons hot tea and cold rag. And we're going to see if we can just pet Mr. Creed up. How's that sound?
Oh, sir. That sounds so good. You have no idea what you were doing to help the Rocky franchise. Thank
All right.
You.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, everybody, give it up for the personification of the beehive hairdo, Brad Fowler. That was wonderful. All right, your next dispatcher is someone who has saved lots of people, according to his resume. His only reference on this resume is his father. We don't know why that is, but we're going to see what chops he has for saving lives and taking names, like literally taking names down on his log, because you're supposed to do that as 911 dispatcher. 911 dispatcher, I'm sorry. I misspoke there. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ted Maroff.
Alright, Ted Maroff, Raccoon City Police Department, investigator detective, subdivision of Friendly Town Circuit. Let's do this. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, who is this?
Hi, this is Bill Withers.
Bill Withers. Yes, sir. What is your emergency, sir?
Yeah, look, I got a problem, man. This ice cream is boring.
Have you tried frozen yogurt, sir?
I have, and, truth be told, I ain't no sissy boy. I like my fat and I like my sugar. I ain't gonna try none of that shitty frozen yogurt. What is this yogurt land, which I'm aware is a very popular chain in California?
Sir.
Truth be told, if we had them here in East Tennessee, I might go get frozen yogurt more often. But what are our options here, man? Honestly, seriously, fuck this. I ain't got no yogurt options, and that's why I'm calling you.
Sir, Raccoon City Police Department is currently being exterminated due to threat of zombies. However, there is still a sherbet shop and a gelato joint open, sir.
Yeah, the gelato joints, the problem is I got laid off last week from my job at the Tractor Supply. And, the gelato place is just a little bit pricey for my wallet, so to speak. You know, I don't want to bring my old lady there and have her find out that my car's been declined because I'm getting a... Because, you know, we decided to go a little bit haywire and get... Three cannolis rather than the usual two. You understand that, right?
Sir, I do not. I feel like your preferred dessert of choice is ice cream, sir. I would suggest Ben and Jerry's at this time.
Ben and Jerry? Oh, you're going to trust me to them two Vermont pieces of shit? If there's one thing I hate more than the New England Patriots, it's actual New England Patriots. Like Ben and Jerry. You know they're from Vermont, right? And, you know, they've loved this country very much. You know, they're old hippies. You know, they come from that stock.
Oh, I was not aware, sir. Are you a veteran, sir?
I'm a veteran of the ice cream wars, yes.
Sir, that is not a real war, sir.
Look, I took so much dipping dots to the face. I don't want to hear none of that bullshit that the ice cream wars was a false flag. Fuck you.
Sir, are you the guy that called last week because of the brain freeze insurgency, sir?
Look, I didn't mean to call you. I meant to call my old lady, you understand? But, you know, her number, she works at a special hotline. It's called the 912 hotline. And I accidentally hit one by accident. And I feel kind of bad about that, wasting your all's time. I know you got cats to rescue from trees and... hot firefighters to send to bachelor parties for some goddamn reason. Look, are you going to do something about this ice cream or ain't you?
No, sir. Right now, Raccoon City is under attack by zombies, sir. Are you seriously not being eaten by a zombie right now? How is that possible, sir?
Look, I think we're on two different planes here. If you can send someone out with, like, some hot fudge and walnuts, I think that will be the bare minimum to enhance the quality of this ice cream experience I'm having right now. Because honest to God, this custard ain't just cutting the mustard, if you know what I'm saying.
Sir, mustard is not involved in ice cream, sir. I also feel like you should grow up here and actually go to the store yourself if you can survive the wild tundras of Friendly Town,
look,
sir.
They don't like me at the Kroger. It's a long story, but they really don't. Can you please just send some... Okay, how about just some strawberry and those like rainbow
sir?
Jimmies?
Are you the guy that's helped fuck a carton of ice cream, sir?
Click.
Ted Maroff, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it going for Ted Maroff. Yay! I had to grab my list. All right, now
We learned a lot about the value of good frozen yogurt in that, I think. Your next dispatcher is someone who is who you know as the bartending mayor of Friendlytown, and he says that he's really good at rescuing people from shit. So let's give him a whirl. Todd Lewis. Yeah, hello.
Don't touch it.
What?
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it?
Don't touch it.
What's the nature of your emergency?
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Sir or ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down. Oh, wait. Sir or ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down.
Don't touch it.
No one is touching it, sir or ma'am. I'm in a job interview right now. I was waiting until later.
All I ask is that you don't touch it.
What's the nature of your emergency? What manner of dispatch do I need to send to your location?
No.
What is your location?
Touch.
Touch Avenue or Touch Circle?
Touch.
I have been to Touch Circle quite a few times.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Circle? No, that's not coming up in the computer.
Please don't touch it.
Damn. Will they just like eventually wear themselves out?
Yeah, I told him not to touch you.
This shit's loud. So, what are you doing later?
Not touching it?
Alright, I think we're getting somewhere. If you're being held against your will, just key the headset twice. Alright. Look, I've had it with you middle school kids calling up here with your stories. You need to stop jerking me around, alright?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You need to... Wait, sir or ma'am, are you touching it?
Don't touch it. There's only one rule.
There's way more rules than that.
Don't touch it.
I think that gas just kicked in.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
So anyway, I'll see to your emergency real quick. Like, I'll get someone there right away. I'll get the fire. I'll get the forestry service. All right, my supervisor's gone now. What were you saying?
Don't touch it.
Yeah. Like, I feel like you're wasting my time now.
As long as you don't touch it.
Alright, I'm gonna give you 30 seconds to give me somewhere to send a car, or I'm gonna hang up the phone.
Don't touch it.
Alright.
Don't touch it.
You know, I don't think this job's for me. I'm gonna get out of here.
Yeah, I think she's on fire.
Oh, god damn, holy shit, alright. Oh, don't these Friendly Town shows just get better every week? Can we all agree on that?
Don't touch it.
Of
course.
I'll take that as a yes. All right. Currently, the front runner from the job is ironically the one who said the job's not for him. Todd. I think he handled that very professionally. A total of 4 different words were said the entire call, and I think he rescued that person. So it's commendable. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 more candidates for 9/11 dispatcher for Friendly Town. And this next one is someone who comes to us from a long line of just dispatching shit. That's what his resume said. Those aren't my words, they're his. Everyone, give it up for our next dispatch candidate, Bryce Hausiel.
Hello, 911?
Yeah, this is him.
Thank God. I'm in a bit of a pickle here. Can you help me?
Yeah, what's good, man?
Okay, I'm the second bassist for my band, the Steel Eagles. I can't even sit there. Look, I'm gonna back up a second, but our lead guitarist, he was doing a wicked solo, he was just going all over the neck of his guitar. You get what I mean? You dig?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. It's good.
But he just, he did this face while he was doing it, and he stuck like that. His face literally got stuck doing this awesome guitar solo, and now he can't do anything but this awesome guitar solo and this wicked face. It's unsightly. We don't know what to do here.
Yo, B, quick, 2 questions for you. Okay. Actually, one's a question, one's more of a statement. First question. You got any cocaine?
It depends on how quickly we resolve the situation.
Yo, we can resolve this shit real quick. We got some cocaine.
All right. But, okay, what's the second part, though?
All right, real talk. Depending on how you answer that question dictated how much of my attention you had. If you had no cocaine, had my attention dividedly, greatly.
I'm only the bassist. I don't get to carry the cocaine. That's up to the keyboardist has more cocaine. So.
You went from my undivided attention to my very divided attention. So, unless you have some remainders, what's good?
I'll get him on the line.
Thank you.
Yo, this is Cocaine Steve. How's it going?
What is good, babe? What's good?
That's what everyone calls me, Cocaine Steve. Got Steve, the cocaine.
I'm trying to get a ball, baby. What's good?
The cocaine's good, baby.
Fish scale? Not fish scales. We're talking.
All over the place. I just light it on each key and then I just bang my head by playing all the notes as I'm snorting all the cocaine, man. It's awesome.
Yo, I just got this job 2 days ago, so I can't fail my first drug test. Maybe my 3rd or 4th one I can pass. I'm good, but not the first one.
Oh man, this stuff you won't even have to take a drug test after this. You won't have to worry about anything after a while. So, but our second bassist said, his face is really ugly. The cocaine's not helping. I tried to beat it. He won't sniff anymore. So we tried to shove it up there and. Didn't quite work very well.
Yo, real talk. I'm trying to fuck Rochelle, and Rochelle likes to party. So you can help me fuck Rochelle.
Oh, Rochelle? I know Rochelle.
How you know Rochelle, bro? How you know Rochelle?
I went to a house party 2 years back, gave her a lot of cocaine. A lot of it.
Yo, did you see that trick where she puts bolt balls in your mouth? Wash in your dick?
Oh, I only had a ticket to that, sir.
Oh man, I heard that shit was amazing. I never tried it, I heard that shit was amazing.
Well, cocaine's not helping the situation though. What can we do here?
It's not helping your situation, it's helping my situation. I can fuck with what's going on in your life right now. You called me, I didn't call you.
You make an excellent point. You wanna come over here and snort some cocaine?
Hell yeah, hold up, what's the address first?
It is 123 Awesome Guitar Solo Drive.
Yeah, I think I know where that street's at. Yo,
yeah.
Real talk. Alright, yo. As far as your boy's face, alright, here's what you should do. The reason why I know this, because I had somebody OD on me one day. Here's what you should do. Get some ice or some milk. Either make him drink the milk or put the ice on his balls. It's an either-or situation.
Can I combine the ice and the milk together?
You don't want milky, icy balls, man. Nah, that's a bad look.
I agree with that. So yeah, come over. Torch, okay.
I feel you. I feel you. I'll be right there right this second. All right, cool. Click, click.
Bryce Housiel. Bryce Housiel. That address, 123 Awesome Guitar Solo Lane, is going to be in the next zine in some form. It's going to be like a special like feature in the real estate ad or something. All right, I don't know if there was even an emergency to begin with in that call, but something got solved. That's all I know. Your next and last dispatcher for the evening, someone who has ironically, this dispatcher is actually the only person on the board tonight for the job who has been convicted of a crime for stealing all of our hearts.
Allegedly.
Sorry, we gotta do the shit we gotta do to avoid getting sued. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jeff Plank.
Evening. Oh shit, 911.
Man, my fucking pet chip bit me right in the arm, man. Right in the arm.
Wait, what?
Bit me good.
Wait, hey. Take it back a notch, man. What bit you in the arm, dude?
My pet chimp. His name is Nim Chimpsky. He's not mine. Okay, he was given to me and my wife and our family of 8 children as part of... It was a linguistics experiment, okay? It was weird. My wife, she fucked this psychology professor in college, and he gave her this monkey and told her to teach it sign language. My wife doesn't fucking know sign language, man. This monkey is pissed.
Boy, did you call the right guy. First of all, let me tell you a thing or two about monkey bites. They ain't shit. You got Bactine? What you got? You got Bactine in the house? What you got, man? Hydrogen peroxide Bactine? Maybe just a little tincture of some camphophonic and some red onions? Yeah, you can make that happen, man.
We weren't sure what exactly to feed the monkey. It might have eaten a tube of...
Man, you don't have to feed a monkey, man. A monkey will just eat, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's my fucking arm, man. The monkey just fucking ate, all right? I'm saying he ate a tube of antibacterial ointment, maybe.
Listen, does that help? You need to calm down, man. I don't know why you're coming at me with all this attitude.
There's blood everywhere. I fucking hate this thing, man. It shits all over my house. My wife just hangs out with it. She cuddles it in bed and shit. Yeah. She doesn't know a lick of English, goddammit.
Yeah, that's what's called having a monkey, dude. Man, you need to rein it in, man. Here's the deal, man. When a monkey bites you, there's certain drugs they give you if you go to the hospital, but you don't have to. You don't need them drugs, man. That's just monkey drugs.
Wait, we have a hospital?
No, man. You don't need a hospital, dude. You said the monkey bit you on the arm.
Yeah.
Oh, you lucked out, man. My cousin lost his dick in a monkey bite.
Dude, I've seen this monkey fucking tear a person's face off, man. He gets fucking pissed.
And yet you just kept the monkey. See, it sounds like it's your problem,
dude.
I don't fucking
want the monkey. The wife, she likes the monkey. She started breastfeeding the fucking monkey, man.
You need to divorce that bitch. That sounds like your problem again.
All right, here's the deal, man. Our fucking parents are real loaded. All right, she makes...
Hey, I'm
learning
too, man.
Work.
This is cool.
It's kind of nice. Yeah, the monkey sucks, but I don't have a job. I'm really trying to
well, of course you don't. You got that monkey. You got to spend the time with the monkey. Oh, there's a problem. You got that job. You ain't been spending the time with the monkey. And see, here's the thing about a monkey. You got to put in the work. Man, you got to be there with the monkey. High five it every now
and then. Reminded that it's
your sidekick, not the other way around. Sounds like it's your problem, dude.
Man, alright. How the fuck... I don't even get to suck these tits as much as this monkey does. How the fuck am I supposed to not be the sidekick? It's bullshit.
Oh.
You know how much I would love to get one of the... It's been years since I've had one of them titties in my mouth.
I feel like...
That monkey sucks those tits
Every day.
I feel like your emergency is different than you called about. It feels like maybe you need to stop your lady from letting that monkey suck on her titties. Here's what you need to do. First of all, kill that fucking monkey, man. You can just kill a monkey. Have you tried to fight a fucking monkey? Wait, is it one of them spider monkeys or is it a big old chimp with the long arms?
It's a chimp and fucking Z.
Oh, well, that's your own problem, man. Yeah, fuck that. Run. Leave that girl with the monkey, man. What's your girl's name?
Oh, fuck.
You forgot.
She has a historically accurate name because this has happened in real life before, but I forgot it.
Is it Jane Goodall?
No, but I hear she could fuck a monkey. I'll tell you what, brother.
Yeah, you'd have been all right if it had been Jane Goodall, man. She knows the monkeys, man. So whatever your girlfriend's name is, I don't know what you... You know what? Let's change this around. Like, I feel like... I get that you got bit by a monkey and that's the emergency, but I feel like this has turned into a weird kind of a relationship call. You forgot your own girlfriend's name? What's the monkey's name?
Nimchimsky.
See? But you know his name.
I mean... It bit me, man. You'll forget it. Like,
so what you're saying is that your girlfriend, if she bit you, you'd remember her name. Maybe you need to be putting in time with your girlfriend instead of hanging out with the monkey. Maybe the monkey bit you because it loves your lady more than you do and knows that you aren't good for her.
You know, I feel like that all the time. I feel like I'm a fucking fraud in my relationship. My kids don't fucking like me. The monkey surely doesn't fucking like me. Marcia doesn't even think I exist anymore. I don't know what to do. I want to be a fucking professional DJ. I don't even know how to use fucking tractor. All right?
Here's what you do. Here. Calm down. Here's what you do. First of all, get your hands on some OxyContin, okay? That's going to calm you right out. All right? For the sound of it, you're a DJ. All right, here's what you need to do. You need to get on that mic, record them monkey sounds, all right? Get them on there. Get them on tape. And then you can just make all kinds of awesome dubstep with monkey sounds. You know what I mean? You could be the first monkey dubstep DJ.
It's been done, man. Spring did a whole album that was just monkey sucking tits. It's fucking been done. I've tried, all right? I'm behind the curve. I didn't know how long it would take to teach a monkey to suck a tit.
All right. Well, just put some fucking drumsticks in that fucking monkey's hand, man. Throw some timpani drums in front of it. You could be the next, Slipknot? Just put a mask on that goddamn monkey. Nobody will notice. Just a mask and a jumpsuit on that goddamn monkey, and you're going to be the next fucking Slipknot. And then your lady, whatever her fucking name is, would sound like Marcia. Sound like you slipped that one out. She'll just have to deal with you and that monkey going on tour. You know what? Some of the best duos in music started with one of them biting the other one, like Hall & Oates. So what you need to do is just go out, get a mask, get a jumpsuit. Fucking forget about Marcia, man. You and that chimpanzee need to go on tour. You don't need to be calling 911. You need to be going out and becoming 311, man. Just do it. Do it. Do it. Have fun. Goodbye.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going on break.
For the first time in history, someone just went on break from a job interview. We like your gumption. We're going to hire you. All right, everyone give it up for our official... Friendly Town 911 dispatcher Jeff Blank. So this was completely unrehearsed, but this was the first record that was sitting facing the bar, the Monkey Time. And then Jeff went ahead, as Jeff is wont to do, and mentioned Hall & Oates. And here's a Hall & Oates record that was immediately behind it. Is it Kismet? That's why we're hiring you, Jeff. Because
to be fair, I mentioned Hall & Oates at any given.
That's what want to do means. That's what I said. You're wont to mention Hall & Oates all the time. Ironically, they're arm wrestling in this representation of them, not biting each other. But the cover of H2O, where they're like sweaty and like nose to nose, that was awesome. Right before John Oates bit the shit out of Daryl Hall's face. So we all know how that one ended. It was a real man eater. Oh shit! All right, ladies and gentlemen. Please chant it with me, and we'll bring this thing home. Friendly Town!
Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town!
Give it up for all the performers tonight. couple of quick announcements before we send you all on your merry way. Is there a show tonight, Josh? No, there's no show tonight, but you can't obviously hang.
That was me, cool.
Yeah, you can obviously hang out, grab some drinks from your new bartending mayor, Josh, who just replaced our old bartending mayor, Todd. Oh, he's coming this way. Oh, he's going to play some Hall & Oates for us, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to play Monkey Time.
All right, he's going to play the Monkey Time for us. Even better. The literally only thing even better than Hall & Oates is the Monkey Time. Next week, come join us for our Valentine's Day Eve Friendly Town show, where we will have our own sick, twisted spin on a local Friendly Town version of the dating game. Friendly Town needs Valentine's next week on Friendly Town and Friendly Town Radio. For those of you listening at home, thanks for downloading the podcast. All right. You got the right idea. We have zines for sale. Friendly Town zine issue number 2 is available down at the end of the bar there for $2. You're really going to try to hardwire it into the system, aren't you, Jeff? You hear the enthusiasm that his phone has for the zine? You should pick up a zine for yourself. They're only $2, and they all goes to funding the next issue of the zine. Thank you all again for being here. Please tell your friends. Find us on Facebook at Friendly Town Knoxville, all one word, after Facebook.com. And share the page, too. You know, we will all love you unconditionally for that. So thank you. Have a good night. Friendly Town 911 out.